The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It is Monday morning, the 17th of February, 2020. We are here till 10 o'clock. The text number is 51551 and you can email ryan at rte.ie if you survived the storms, the winds and the madness that was the weekend's meteorological inclemency. It was pretty crazy, all right, that's for sure. But we're here and we're still standing, unlike poor old Elton John, who said that he was deeply upset and sorry for cutting short a concert in New Zealand after being diagnosed with walking pneumonia, of all the things. I mean, we went to see him in the Marquee, and he was like, he's full of energy, and you get value for your money going to that show, that's for sure. But he's 72, and he was performing at Auckland's Mount Smart Stadium yesterday when he lost his voice and broke down in tears on stage. God help him. This is in the Irish Examiner this morning. In footage shared by fans on social media, Elton John is seen crying as he is escorted from the stage while thousands of concert goers give him a standing ovation, which is very generous of them under the circumstances. They went to see their hero. He had to bail, but he posted on Instagram a short while later, "I want to thank everyone who attended on tonight's show. I was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier today, but I was determined to give you the best show possible. I played and sang my heart out until my voice could sing no more." So hopefully he'll be all right and get through to fight another day. And Nick Bramhall tells us in the Irish Daily Mail this morning that Irish men have been branded the undisputed ugliest in the world by a contentious dating website that only allows attractive people to join. It's official, fellas. I mean, we've been probably been told this for a long time anyway, but we have now analysis by beautifulpeople.com, and they've seen Irish males slip to the bottom of the table of the world's most alluring nationality. We are an ugly bunch of head the balls. I'm afraid it's true. In contrast, by the way, Ireland's women have climbed up the table to sixth overall, their highest ever ranking, and tied with France with an impressive 35% acceptance rate. Ooh la la. That is all I'll say to that. Bad news for the boys, good news for the girls. I'm glad that they didn't illustrate that article with pictures of Irish men who just simply aren't easy on the eye. Nick Hornby has argued that the TV reboot of High Fidelity is a key to providing a crucial sense of belonging. What have they done? Well, what they've done is the John Cusack character from the film, from the novel of 1995, movie of 2000, Rob Gordon, is now Robin Gordon, played by Zoe Kravitz, who you'll know in Big Little Lies and as the daughter of Lisa Bonet. And sure enough, Hornby has been saying that having a woman playing Rob is an important way for fresh audiences to connect, that it makes so much sense and speaks so directly to a contemporary audience and is a tribute to the star and her team. It also says something about the ability of pop and rock and roll to inspire enduring devotion and provide a crucial sense of identification and belonging. So that's a High Fidelity getting the once over there. James Bond, meanwhile, appears to have finally met his match with the coronavirus. Daniel Craig and other key stars were heading to China for the movie's premiere, at least they were meant to be, set for April in Beijing. And what happened? The virus has closed down more than 70,000 cinemas across China, currently closed because of this. And the studio person said that the stars are not, or certainly the key stars, it says here, are unlikely to get clearance to travel to China, even if the cinemas start opening again by April. It's just the most bizarre story, isn't it? You see that cruise ship going round and round in circles, and you just think, what is going on in there on that boat? Little do they know when they booked online. Do you know what I'd love? A nice cruise, and before you know it, it's gone. And sure enough, there was another piece I saw which was on the news a couple of weeks ago, which was they have these kind of drone things which can go around parts of China and shout at the person down below, like, "Wear your mask!" And the guy looks up going, "What in the number?" And then sure enough, you see him putting the mask on. And then the drone makes its way to people playing chess on the side of the street. "You're not meant to be playing chess. It's the virus." And they suddenly fold up the game and it's gone. I mean, it's pure science fiction. But actually, it's not. It's actually science. No fiction. Science non-fiction. It's happening. It's just sometimes it catches up and it taps you on the shoulder and says, "Do you remember those movies when that stuff happened?" Yeah, it's happening now. It's not the future. The future is the present. And it's just quite shocking, but that's what it is. I mean, even the ludicrous story about this ski resort in France, which they're short of snow. The snow cannons, you know, all these, God help them poor skiers out there. What have they done? They've used a helicopter to drop 60 tons of snow by chopper to prevent the slopes from closing. And it cost about $5,000 to do this. And the guy that's in charge of doing it said, look, we're not going to cover the entire ski station in snow, but without it, we'd have to close a huge part of the ski domain. That's business. That's tourism. That's going to damage them all. And it's during the school holidays, the most activity for beginners in ski schools. So they just got the choppers in and landed the snow on. High temperatures of around 10 degrees Celsius has also made it impossible to use these snow cannons to cover the lower slope. It won't be affecting me today or tomorrow, to be honest with you, but for those of you on the slopes, that's where the issue is. And a quick one on the coronavirus as well. One of the things that is in short supply in Hong Kong because of the panic buying is toilet rolls. It's got so bad that a bunch of guys with knives, knife-wielding men, robbed a delivery man outside a supermarket and stole all the toilet rolls because it's become a scarce, an item of scarcity. Toilet rolls, of all things.